Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we are joined today by our DW SciTech colleague, Fabian Schmidt.
Hello.
Hi, Fabian.
You might hear that we sound a bit different. We're all wearing masks, which is generally required here in Germany, but also very important today because we've had a corona case in our department. Fortunately, neither Gabe nor I seem to have been exposed to that. The topic today is one that I am very interested in because I'm biased. I immediately, when I saw this article published, Fabian, I immediately agreed that it was true based on my own experience of the last year. We'll get into that more later. What is the primary conclusion in this new study or in this article, Fabian?
It was a Chinese study including 120,000 school kids, mostly 6 to 13 years old. And it turned out that during the lockdown, basically when they were working from home, didn't have much exposure to the outside and were spending too much time in front of their computer screens, that in average, their vision, their eyesight deteriorated by -0.3 diopters.
And that's a term.
And that means short-sightedness. So they were, it's not very strong, 0.3, but I mean, take myself. I haven't had glasses since my very early childhood when they had to correct something, but I haven't had really glasses until I was about 45 years old or something like that. And by that time, I had -0.5 diopters, which basically is not very strong. It's a very, very mild myopia.
But still, it shows that you don't have to go too much further in terms of nearsightedness glasses.
If children of that age group, 6 to 13 years, develop that much, which basically is enough to make it difficult for you to read train announcements in dark or not very well lit train stations, for example, or where you have trouble reading, let's say, the license plate of a car which is on the other side of the street or something like that. That's basically where we get. And this is a serious reason for concern. These kids are spending too much time in front of their computers.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is enough to say that the lockdown made people's eyes worse.
Absolutely.
And yes. Children. Yeah, children.
Children's eyes worse.
Especially children. And what is of particular concern here is that it is exactly that age group where the short-sightedness, the myopia, is basically, once it sets in, it's irreversible. And because it's a growth age where the kids grow a lot, if that happens during that time period, it's basically irreversible and so dangerous.
To extrapolate what they're finding here, it would just generally suggest that too much screen time for kids, whether it's a laptop, you know, when they're doing virtual schooling, or, you know, the tablet that a lot of kids seem to have access to today,
but
or smartphones,
which my daughter Ava is using right now, but in combination with not being outside, right?
Yeah, it has to do with not being outside or not looking outside. It can be a book, or if the curtains are constantly closed. If your eyes are always looking at the short range around you, and the widest you look maybe is a couple feet, maybe a dozen feet or 3 meters to the next wall, that basically is very harmful. You need to have the ability to look at the horizon, to look at a tree that's half a kilometer away.
You spoke about how this is an irreversible change in certain age groups between 6 and 13. You can't undo the nearsightedness. You also have myopia or have had it at a relatively later age. My question is, do you know, if you're not in that developmental phase of your life, can you undo the effects of myopia as a result of screens?
According to what I read, you cannot undo it. You can slow it down.
So part of the reason, as I mentioned at the beginning here, that I'm biased, this fits my experience 100%. I've told Gabe this starting back in February 2020 when the pandemic hit. I was spending, and it's embarrassing, but an hour to 2 hours every night, I'd hop in the bathtub with a bottle of wine next to me in a glass, and I would doom scroll on my phone and just read every news story about the coronavirus pandemic that I possibly could. And I don't know, after a week, 2 weeks, a couple weeks of doing that, was the first time in my life, I don't need glasses, I don't have them, where I would go outside and literally, it sounds like I'm making this up, I would see two moons instead of one. And if I squinted really hard, I could bring them back into one moon. And that hasn't totally gone away. It's still with me.
Hold on. Whether or not that's myopia, it could also be the wine. if you're double vision. After downing a bottle of wine.
I'm not saying I drank the whole bottle of wine. Just sometimes. I've sort of done self experiments where I walked outside on other nights, and it really seems to be a factor of how long I'm holding my phone up in front of my face, how long I've looked at this thing, and if I've accidentally lost an hour staring at it, and I walk outside and look up at the stars.
Yeah, basically, I have the same experience. I mean, I've been working with computers since whatever, late 80s, and I had very similar experience with you.
What have we learned?
The recommendation is the following. If your kids are less than 3 years old, do not give them any tablet, smartphone, computer time. They don't need it if they're younger than three, from an ophthalmologist point of view. If they're between 3 and 6, limited to 30 minutes a day. If they're between 6 and 10, which now we're getting into the area of homeschooling, which is a problem, the ophthalmologists say 1 hour.
One hour of screen time a day.
A day.
And then cut it off.
A day. And for older kids, it's 2 hours. That's a scientific truth. I mean, or at least the finding.
Fabian Schmidt making parents around the world wonder whether they've permanently destroyed their children's eyeballs.
Every time he comes around here,
to put it constructively, giving a lot of parents and also teachers out there some really important information to protect the eyesight of young children.
Yeah. And don't give your babies the mobile phone. It's not a good idea.
Science Unscripted.